Tell us a little bit about those Apple announcements that came into fruition, I think, last week for those in the early hours.
I just said I'd get up at 3 a.m. on Thursday morning, which is fun. I think I'm still recovering. they released the iPhone 14, the iPhone 14 Plus. Or they'll all be out this Friday, people. The iPhone 14 Pro, the iPhone 14 Pro Max, update to the Apple Series 8, which is just, I'm going to say to people, is just an incremental upgrade. If you've got a Apple Watch Series 7 or 6, I don't see the need for you to upgrade at all. The Apple Watch SE, which is a budget Apple Watch. Then the Apple Watch Ultra. This is the athlete's watch. It's got so many features thrown into it, but Lee, it's nearly $1,300.
Wow.
But wonderful features there, a larger screen and the new AirPods Pro 2. Couple of features I'm just going to talk about. The key features on the range of iPhones, the speed increase, as you would expect, the camera upgrades. Believe it or not, Lee, last year, 3 trillion photos were taken on iPhones. That's a high-watering number. And you can understand why it's all about the camera. In the iPhone 14 Pros, there was a new 48-megapixel camera, which is a huge upgrade. Low light really has been pumped up because, we're not good at taking photos sometimes, so the images will be far better in low light. And I think that the improvements on the iPhone 14 Pro camera, it really is a photographer's camera. And I saw over the weekend, I think it was Nikon and Panasonic are now saying, we're not going to make point-and-shoot cameras anymore. The big feature that I really like is they have the watch of the phone now, the thing is called crash detection. So if you're in a severe car crash, the device will check in with the user, basically, and it will beep down for 10 seconds. So if you're unresponsive, it will contact emergency services and your emergency contact, give them your location on there. I think that's a great thing, Lee. I really do.
It is great, but more importantly, let's hope that we're not in a severe car crash. But it's nice to know.
Exactly right. Yeah, and coming next year with the iPhone 14 as well, if you're lost somewhere and you've got no coverage at all with the carriers on there, you're going to be able to use satellite coverage to send text messages if you get lost or you need emergency services.
That's isn't that great?
It's a wonderful thing, Lee, and they demonstrated how it's going to be used. New AirPods Pro 2 out there as well. The charging case will actually help you find it as well. It's got a little speaker built in because anybody who's listening to me now knows they would have lost one or all of their AirPods. But now you can actually, if you've lost the left one somewhere in the house, you can actually find where it is or the right one. And transparency mode in the AirPods Pro 2 is improved now. So if you've got them in, it's called adaptive transparency. So if you're about to start walking into traffic, it will actually turn the traffic up for you, or it will even put down loudspeakers at a concert as well. So great ideas in there.
Fabulous ideas there. Great announcements from Apple of last week. And they'll be out this week, and also the iOS 16.
Should be out about, if you log on tomorrow morning, people, don't rush in to do this. But the new operating system will be out tomorrow morning, I think about 3 a.m. iPhone 8 and above is all it could do, iOS 16. Couple of things there. The lock screen in iOS 16 gets a major overhaul. You can put your clock font colour, different wallpapers, messages. You've got the ability to add or delete messages. The one I really like with iOS 16 is in Photos, you've got the ability to drag images out of Photos and paste them into other photos and documents. It really is Photoshop on your phone. Wonderful, wonderful thing that you can use. I've already used it on a couple of things. I've already got iOS 16 running on.
It's an ever-changing world, technology. And I believe Google is set to hold their Pixel event in October, I think October 6th.
I really like the Google Pixel phones out there. Yep, I like the Apple phones, top-end Samsung phones, but Google make a pure Android experience. So the Google Pixel 7 and the Pixel Watch should be announced on October 6th. They don't enjoy the same publicity as the iPhones or the top-end Samsung phones, but you know what, Lee? They're a really, really good phone. And want a good camera and a phone? The Google Pixel 7 will be the one for you. And it's cheaper than the iPhone.